So that the topic of that talk was, if you would put it in one word, what would it be? What one word comes to your mind? You mentioned it. One prophet sent it on. What was it? Some say,
doubt.
Some say. And when Prabhupada was speaking, he mentioned the three different levels of devotees and their relationship with doubt. Now, what impression did you have of the level of Prabhupada when he was speaking about that out of the three? He certainly wasn't on the third class level, and it didn't have the weight of someone who had just faith in Shastra. It had the weight of someone who was experiencing the first class devotee, who was experiencing Krishna. And therefore, on one level, he was speaking about himself, because he was speaking about the first class devotee has the capacity to convince others, and they're all the others, and we are all a product of Prabhupada's first class realization of Krishna and Prabhupada's direct experience of Krishna. And that's really Rajanandam. Hare Krishna. How are you today?
Good.
And that, of course, we know that Shastra is so important, but ultimately, through bhakti, the experience is the most important. And if we don't gather the wealth of experience due to bhakti, and it's just Krishna consciousness remains theoretical, then it's not going to move us in the deepest way. Prabhupada was so moved, inspired. And why was he inspired? Because where did the strength come from in Prabhupada to call everyone else rascals? Where did it come from? And he did it in a very unenvious, there was no envy there when he did it, but yet he had the strength, the power to say that, and the realization to say that everyone was rascals. And where does that come from? It comes from the direct experience of Krishna. From that point of view of direct experience of Krishna, everyone else who's not experiencing Krishna is Bhule Seji, forgetting Krishna, and Andhivahi Moku, their back turned towards Krishna, and is therefore rascals, is living in the world of shadows and thinking shadow life is reality. And it's clearly not. And Prabhupada had that depth and that height, that freedom from doubt, because of his experience. And Prabhupada's experience was so profound that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one of his purports, in Madhya 19, I believe, he says that the bija, or he talks about the seed of everything, he's speaking about the seed of devotional service, bhakti vata bija. But when he talks about, he said, the seed is the concept of the idea that we begin with. So it's one thing to have an idea. And think of what Prabhupada's idea was. It was to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And on that idea, he did something so bold for a 70-year-old man, or he turned 70 during the voyage. He went penniless, practically speaking, into a strange country, not knowing anyone. based on the idea to spread Krishna consciousness. But the spreading of Krishna consciousness, or to do any service, even though we may have an idea of what service we'd like to offer, the seed, it takes a lot more than an idea. And it took Prabhupada a lot more than an idea. It took him dealing with, we can't even imagine, or I can't imagine, maybe some of you who were born in India can imagine, what it was like dealing with the kind of people that Prabhupada had to deal with, this cultured gentleman, having to deal, having to manage, having to push, having to preach, having to write, having to teach everyone how to cook, how to teach everyone how to behave like gentlemen and gentleladies, and how to have to sit on the Vyasasana and call everyone rascals and challenge the world and challenge the science of the world. And it went on for year after year after year after year. And Prabhupada's strength didn't decrease, rather it increased. And as Krishna picked up his idea to spread Krishna consciousness, as Krishna picked up that idea and gave Prabhupada more and more facility, Prabhupada's strength and his vision and his idea just grew and grew and grew. But the point that I would like to make in this regard is that it took more than the idea. It took the service, and it took the faith, and but not only faith, but the strength to put it all into action, and to not become discouraged even amongst the very discouraging circumstances that happened again and again and again. So there was the idea, there was his faith, there was his realization. But as I heard Prabhupada say in a different lecture this morning, bhakti means service. So it took that determined service to actually bring us here, as Swami Prabhupada was saying, to give us the opportunity in faraway Perth, the second most isolated city in the world, to be gathered together and on Govardhan Puja with hundreds of people taking prasadam, making their offerings to Giriraj Govardhan. It took Prabhupada's bhakti and his serving attitude and his determined service to make an offering, to use his life to make an offering to Krishna. And that is devotional service, that is bhakti. And that was Prabhupada's gift, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, spreading the Hare Krishna mantra. Please allow me to serve you. Please engage me in your service. Please accept me as your servant. Yeah, so it's Prabhupada sitting on the Vyasasana carried so much weight because it challenged us by his example to do something to please him, and therefore to please his Guru Maharaj, and to please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to please Sri Sri Radha Krishna. It was a very big challenge. And by his personal sweetness, his personal freedom from doubt, by his personal experience, he infused so many people with his desire to please Krishna through devotional service by making not just work, but by seva, by making devoted offerings for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.